We're here on KSOM. Chris Vonnie along with you as we continue to look at the high school track and field season. Talking out boys track with the head coach for the Cam Cougars. And that's Drew Ticknor with us here on KSOM. And coach, how are you feeling about your track team coming into a brand new season?
Overall, pretty good. Had some good weather to start the season out, which is always nice. You never really know what you're going to get at the beginning of the track season, if there's going to be snow on the ground or if it's going to be nice out. So I've been fortunate enough to be outside quite a bit at the beginning of the year, and I think that's helped get some times in on the track and things like that. So
yeah, let's hope the weather stays with us in the early part of April, right? And we're not lamenting that we wish we had that February weather.
I hear you.
It could be so fickle for track and field season in Iowa Springs, but nevertheless, we'll see how it all shapes out. I know you do have a solid number of group, pretty typical number of group of athletes with 15 kids coming out. You do lose a key senior in Jack Fullman, who had a big year last year, nearly won a state title in the 110 highs and finished 12th in the 400 hurdles. Who are the seniors that you look at to lead this year's team?
We got Braden Chester and Keegan Cron as our two seniors this year. Braden will kind of be the core of the throwing group, and then Keegan in the sprints. And beyond that, we're pretty young, a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the team. But honestly, some experience in those young kids, which is good to see when we're having a young team like this. So all across the board, I think there's enough experience that we can kind of hang our hats on a little bit.
We'll talk a little bit more about Braden and Keegan and their respective events and what their prospects are in having a good senior season.
Yeah, Braden in the discus is kind of his primary. We'll have to see some big things out of him. He's been working hard. He might throw some shot a little bit too and run some of the short sprints for us. And then Keegan has kind of been our starter in a lot of our sprint relays and has done a really good job with that. So kind of leaning on Keegan to start some sprint relays for us and Braden to – you know, show those younger. We've got three freshmen that have a ton of potential in the throwing group, and lean on Braden to show them the ropes there.
All right, who are the other freshmen there in the throws?
We've got the Schreier boys, Logan and Lucas, Drew Barber. Those three are freshmen, and then Hudson Christensen is also in that group and makes up about five throwers for us. So
wow.
A lot of potential there. So they're going to be an exciting group to watch grow throughout the season for sure. Coach yeah. Warringers has been doing a good job his first couple weeks of track, kind of honing in on their skills.
Since we're talking about field events, what do you have for jumpers coming into the year?
No high jumpers, but I've got some long jumpers that have shown some pretty good, pretty promising distances. We went to two indoor meets. And have been pleased overall with how those have went. So Caden Winther will be our top long jumper coming back. He was just missed state last year by a quarter of an inch, I think. But Kaysen Calhoun's also there. And then Paxton Williams, a freshman, that's going to do some long jumping too. So kind of good to have some competition there for the top two spots and have somebody to kind of push them in practice. So,
also some really good numbers in the field events coming into the year. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as we go along. You mentioned the sprints is with Keegan Cron kind of leading the way there. What other sprinters do you have? And do you think the 4x1, the 4x2, those are maybe two of your strongest relays coming into the season anyway?
I don't really know what our strongest relay will be. A sprint med or a D-med could be good this year, depending on what we can find for 400 runner, 800 runners. But I think that's going to kind of tell these first couple track meets when we get out and put some relays together and kind of toy around with things and see where we want some kids. And we've got a lot of kids that are running pretty good times in the 800 right now, which is not usually the case in the past couple of years. We've had maybe one good 800 runner. And now we've got three or four that'll run 800s for us. So that's a great problem to have. So kind of figuring out where everybody's going to be at for times and kind of plug and play the kids where we need to.
Who are those kids that are running strong in the 800 then?
Ethan Cheney ran at Central at the indoor meet, and he showed a promising 800 on a 200 indoor track. So I look to see his time go down, and he gets outside on a 400 track. Zach Kaufman is another freshman that'll do some good. Carson McKees ran the 800 in the past. He's gotten stronger since last year. I look to see his time go down. And then DJ McCurdy's also a distance runner for us that hopefully some times can come down as well for him this year.
Okay, so maybe some strong mid-distance there. What about sprinters? Who do you see complementing Keegan running the 100, 200s?
We got kind of a lot of kids that could make up some relays or even just run some open events there. Cohen McCann ran a good 60 yesterday. Carson McKee made finals in the 60, so he could be a sprinter or kind of that mid-distance kid, kind of a jack-of-all-trades there with Carson. And then just down the list of the rest of the kids that we've got on the team are all, and we've got some kids that are at the top, but we've also got kids that are going to be fighting for some spots. We got some young kids that I don't really know what to think of them yet until we get out on a track on a nice day and kind of see where we're at.
And I would imagine just because we've talked a lot about some kids, the hurdlers, long distance might be the areas where you're lacking a little bit this year.
I think with a healthy Colin Bauer, we'll still have some strong hurdling. I hope to put a shuttle hurdle team together again. I think that we could have a good shuttle hurdle team. It's just going to, like I said, just going to take some time to figure out where our best relays are going to be and where the best use of our four events for each kid is going to be throughout the season.
And with only
a little early to tell.
Yeah, obviously. And obviously relays will evolve throughout the season. And with only 15 kids, it limits what you could do in terms of those relays. And so you got to be pretty selective, I imagine.
Absolutely. And 2 and 3 nights a week that if we're at track meets, usually 2 nights a week, and not trying to push them too hard, but still trying to get the maximum out of them that you can. And kind of just a double-edged sword there. You want to work them on one end and save them on the other, but still get the results that you want to get out of them. So they're a good group of kids, and they love competing with each other. So I really think after we get these meets going here week after next that the kids will be excited to get out and compete, and we'll be happy with some times and distances.
So what would you say are some of the things you'd like to see this team accomplish this season?
Just as far as right now, consistently getting better, showing maybe where our potential is going to be. Right now, I think some of the kids don't know how much potential they do have. So just kind of open the door for the kids on what are you capable of doing, whether that's placing high in conference, qualifying for state in a relay, or, you know, just continually getting better and showing effort day in and day out. We've kind of got our team is across the board on all those different goals, I guess you would say. So that's kind of where we're sitting right now.
Well, and when do you, where do you go for your first outdoor meet?
A week from next Monday, we go down to Bedford on April 1st. Next Tuesday it would be.
Very good.
So April 1st in Bedford.
Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to following your Cam boys from now all the way to the Blue Oval. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Drew Ticknor, head coach for Cam boys track and field, with us here on KSOM.